Hello, everyone. I am Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, here on BBSRadio.com, number one live internet radio. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. This is our 55-minute program. And as you all know, my sincere intention is always to bring you the loving messages and information about the angels and the archangels and all celestial beings. So now, let us invite all the angels with us, the angels and the archangels and beings of light. Be with us, please. Bring in your guidance and assurance for the highest good of all. Please surround us with divine light and let only your divine truth come through. Thank you, God and angels. So tonight, I'm excited. We have a special guest, and our topic is messages from Mother Mary. So let me tell you, our guest is Reverend Frances Faden. I'll tell you a little about her. She calls your sacred living mentor. She's an interfaith minister, intuitive healer, and divine translator for Mother Mary, the saints, and the archangels. She is also the author of Meditation is Friendship with God, and also a host of the radio show Sacred Living on Amazing Life Radio. She loves to help people discover their sacred life purpose and to see themselves through God's eyes. So through intuitive readings and teleclasses and spiritual travel experiences, Frances will help you have your own direct experience of God, which often results in profound healing on a heart level. I personally have participated in teleclasses with Frances. And let me tell you, she's a gifted reader, and her delivery of messages and information is with much clarity and precision. So I highly recommend taking a class with Frances or experiencing a reading. I do want to mention that she has an upcoming teleclass on healing with the Holy Spirit. She also has private Mother Mary readings available. And so if you want more information, you can go to her website, and that is as her name. It's francesfaden.com. That's FrancesFaden.com. I do want to let you all know that we will open the lines after our break. You can call in, and we will be giving messages from the angels and messages from Mother Mary. So let's, without further delay, welcome Frances. Hi.
Thank you so much, Linda. It's a great joy to be here with you this evening.
I'm excited. Thank you for being here with us. I know that we share the love of the angels, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. The love of the angels and the saints and Mother Mary. And I have to say, Linda, I just feel Our Lady of Guadalupe energy already in the room with us.
Oh,
whenever I connect with you, I feel that energy so strong. So this should be a fun evening tonight.
You know that I felt it all day. It's like, you know, Mother Mary inspiring us. And I heard her talk about, you know, the closeness and the connectedness that we have with her. And I even heard her say, you know, remember that I'm also the Queen of Angels. So
Exactly.
So that's the exciting part. So let me ask you, so everybody knows what you do, mm-hmm. Frances. What is a sacred living mentor?
Well, basically, I find that there are a lot of people nowadays that kind of fall in between the cracks when it comes to religion and spirituality. People have a really deep longing for the sacred in their lives, but they're not necessarily getting that need met through traditional religion, or even if they are going to a church, it's not quite fulfilling that need. And so what I do through readings, through teleclasses, and even through the travel experiences that I offer, mm-hmm. I help people to bring the sacred into their life on a day-to-day basis. And the key for that really is finding your own personal connection with spirit and then having a really tangible experience so that all doubt is washed away. You go from believing to knowing. And there aren't that many people and that many ways to do that. So I stepped up and said, okay, I'm going to help people do that. And I have different ways of doing that, but it all depends upon the person and where they are in their journey of how I can. It's kind of a step up from coaching. It's not quite coaching and it's not quite spiritual direction. It's really just helping people along on their spiritual path, whatever that is for them.
Wherever they are, right, on their path.
Exactly, wherever they are. It's not about following my path. It's about helping you discover and deepen whatever your path is.
Interesting. How, Frances, how did you get started doing intuitive readings?
Well, that's a really good question, Linda. You know, I was like you, I was raised Catholic, and by the time I was 7 years old, I had this really deep longing to be a priest. I really wanted to serve God in that kind of a way. Mm-hmm. And of course, I ran into that stumbling block in the Catholic Church. Being a girl, I couldn't do that. So I started looking for the truth, and that brought me down a healing path. And I had my own healing crisis when I was 19 and started looking for natural healing and alternative healing. And I became a massage therapist. And through the process of learning about the body and about healing, I was trained to do chakra balancing. And the chakras are the seven energy centers in the body. Mm-hmm. And through the process of working on my clients doing massage and doing energy balancing, I just started to hear messages from these seven energy centers. They just started to talk to me, and they would tell me why they were blocked and what was going on. And 9 times out of 10, it was an emotional issue that was happening. Mm-hmm. And so as I explored this and I shared it with my clients, they didn't really want the massage so much. They really wanted this intuitive information, and then it just really deepened. And from that point on, I developed a system of being able to intuitively dialogue, just really talk to people's energy centers. And it can be about health. It can be about relationships. It can be about discovering your life purpose. All that information is already encoded in your, what I call your spiritual DNA. Your chakra system has all the information that you need to really be happy, to be healthy, to be prosperous. It's all in there if you know how to dialogue and access that information. So that's what I've been doing for, you know, well over 20 years, and it's something that just kind of organically happened.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, I agree completely when you say that we get so much insights from our chakras, right? Because of the blockages maybe that there is, we don't know everything. I mean, we don't have all the answers sometimes. So just unblocking that and helping them is just a wonderful resource.
Well, you know, there's a reason why we tend to block that flow of energy. Sometimes it can be there's a physical thing, like if somebody's been in a car accident or something like that, you can have something that's happening physically in the body. But most of the time it's emotional. Most of the time it's, you know, we don't want to feel that feeling. We don't want to feel the sadness. We don't want to, you know, go through that experience. And so we tend to, in a very self-protective way, we shut these energy centers off so that we're not feeling whatever it is that we don't want to feel. But the danger is of that is now we no longer have access to the wisdom in those energy centers that can actually help us move through whatever the problem is. And so just learning how to be with your own energy system is really so helpful and so healing.
So do you consider yourself a psychic or a channeler?
You know, that's a really good question. I get that question a lot. I normally call myself an intuitive. And the main reason I don't call myself psychic is because most people have a preconceived idea that a psychic is somebody who's going to predict the future. And that's really how it's portrayed to us. It's somebody that's going to read your fortune or something like that. And I don't ever do that. I only ever use my intuition to access what's going on with you right now and to help you to co-create your future. Because I don't think there's anything really that's ordained that has to happen. I think we co-create with God, we co-create with spirit, and we can create our future. Because, you know, we were just talking about those blocked chakras for a second. It's like, you know, yes, it may be that you're going to meet the person of your dreams tomorrow, but if your heart is completely closed, that person might walk right by you and you're never going to get that chance to connect. So I don't believe in making predictions. I believe in looking at what's going on with you right now and giving you the information to empower you so that you can make choices and create your future. And ever since I've been working with Mother Mary, I've kind of been going back and forth with the whole idea of saying that I'm a channeler. I'm really more of what I call a divine translator, because I'm fully awake, and it's like having a three-way conversation. I kind of envision people at the UN that are translating in different languages, and that's really what I do. Is I'm getting information, she's talking to me, and then I'm passing it on to you in a reading, or like we're going to be doing tonight, just passing on that information. So it's kind of channeled, but I'm going to be fully awake and just kind of acting as the in-between, go-between person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is a fine line. I agree. You know, I don't like to be called a psychic either, and I call myself angel intuitive or spiritual intuitive, because Ixarians, you know, we all have intuition. We know that, and we all can be open to our intuition. We have to practice it. But again, people think that we are going to tell them their future, and that's not what we're here. At least that's what the angels have told me. You know, we're here to serve others the best way possible, helping others help themselves. So again, you know, it's not telling them what to do or what not to do. It's also divine guidance that we are told, and we just pass it on. And that's what I tell my clients as well. You know, I'm only passing the message. This comes from the divine source. And exactly like you're saying, we're like a translator, and I kind of understand that concept of being a translator. When you speak another language, you just when I change from English to Spanish, it's like I'm just, you know, passing the message from one side to another and just telling you exactly what it is.
Exactly.
So how long, I'm sorry to interrupt, but how long have you been this translator for Mother Mary, since you were younger or just
late? Mary's been with me for a really long time personally, but I'll say that what happened is she had been, like, when I do my sessions with people individually, I'm reading their energy, and then sometimes if there's a loved one that's crossed over, maybe there's some unresolved grief, sometimes that person will make their presence known to me. It doesn't happen all the time, which is why I don't call myself a medium, but it will happen. Well, in the last year or so, almost everybody I was working with, Mother Mary made her presence known to me in that person's reading. And just a few months ago, I just asked her, I said, well, are you wanting me to formalize this since you're showing up? Are you wanting me to tell people that I'm available to do this work for you? And she was like, what do you think I've been trying to tell you? So I've only been doing the readings really for the last few months, but I've been working with her very closely. And I say Mother Mary because that's how she shows up for me. But I want to be clear that as an interfaith minister, I really feel like Mother Mary represents the Divine Mother. She represents the Divine Feminine. So if you're Buddhist and you really, really resonate with the energy of Kuan Yin, I totally honor that. It doesn't really matter to me. This is just the form that I resonate with the most, and this is how she's coming to me. So this is how I explain and talk with people about her. But she doesn't belong to any religion. She doesn't belong to just the Catholic Church. She really is universal mother energy, and you can feel that whenever you encounter her presence.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, Mary has appeared many times through history. And like you're saying, she's not just from one religion. And there's so many who have witnessed, you know, miracles that she's done. And I think that even, you know, people that are non-believers, people who are devoted to her, know her, because she does have such an impact on our lives. And, you know, just trying to be close to Mother Mary, whatever you want to call that divine feminine energy, is a wonderful and comforting place to be. So I want to maybe take a break, Frances.
Sure.
And we can start inviting those who want to call in, because Frances will be giving messages from Mother Mary, from the Divine Feminine, whatever you would like to call her. And so let me give out those numbers, which is toll-free, 1-888-627-6008. The other number is 530-413-4522 or 530-413-5011. These numbers are on the right side of the BBS radio screen, the main page, if you want to call in. So we'll take like a 90-second break, and we'll be back. Thank you. Hi, everyone. We are back, and I am Linda Torres. You're listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com. Our guest today is Reverend Francis Faden. Francis is giving messages from Mother Mary. So we do have a caller. Hello, Kim.
Hello.
Hi, Kim from Alberta. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, and just excited to be able to be on and ask a question. Or get a message, I mean.
Sure. Do you want your message from Mother Mary?
I do, please.
Okay.
And Kim, if you want to ask a question, you're welcome to do that.
I have a hard time clarifying a question, but just because I in relationships and in career, I don't really have anything settled in my life, so I'm just wondering if Mother Mary has a particular message for me.
Well, the first thing I can tell you is that, I mean, obviously Mother Mary is here with you, but I also just feel the energy of St. Francis around you really, really strong. And I'm getting a very strong feeling about being outside and how important it is for you to be outside. The message that Mother Mary is telling me for you is, first of all, just how adored you are and how much she loves you, and that you are, she's showing me this image of being like two peas in a pod, that you and she are just so linked on a heart level. And what she's asking you is, she's asking you to take all your worry and all your fear and give that to her, and to just release everything and to live a little bit more in faith, not get so bogged down in the details, and just really be enjoying life. She's telling me that if you can calm yourself so that you can feel what's in your heart, all the questions that you have are going to be answered for you. But the most important thing is, she wants you to know how loved you are, how precious you are, and that you know, the work that you do is just an extension of your own heart energy, that you and she are working in sync together. And that's what I'm getting from Mother Mary this evening.
Oh, so, what a delightful message.
Kim, I'm going to add from the angels. Well, I have one saint that came out, because we're with saints and angels today. So Saint Therese, have you heard of Saint Therese?
Yes, yes.
Saint Therese of the Little Flower came out. So, you know, Saint Therese, also one of her flowers is the roses. So it seems like she's holding roses and giving them to you. She says that everything right now is in progress. There's a slope. There's a slow progress, but it's very steady. And the other thing that she's saying is that your prayers have been answered. You usually do pray. She hears you. Mother Mary hears you the same time. But they're also talking a little bit about some kind of movement. It feels like, or you're supposed to be moving outside in nature, walking, or doing some kind of dancing, some kind of rhythm, physical rhythm to your body. So do you walk? Do you do exercise? What is it that you do?
I do both those. I power walk, but I also ballroom dance, and I took a bit of a break from dancing, and I've been missing it.
Wonderful.
So
okay.
Those are
so
very
that's what,
strong.
That's what's coming through, because that's the third topic that came out. It said your prayers are answered, but they want you to move more, because in the movement, exactly, it feels like you're free. You're able, you know, to just change the rhythms. And so as you change the rhythm, you raise your vibration, and everything starts moving in a favorable outcome. Archangel Michael is also working with you very, very closely, just so you know that.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Messages. I so appreciate that.
I'm glad.
Thank you both.
You're welcome, Kim. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was such a nice message.
Mm-hmm. Very, very
okay.
Sweet.
I'm going to give out that number again, toll-free, 1-888-627-6008. Call in for your angel messages or your Mother Mary messages from Francis. The other number is 530-413-4522. So while we receive another caller, Francis, let me ask you. Tell us more about your book. Is that the one on meditation?
Yeah, my book is called Meditation is Friendship with God. And it's interesting because the story is that I was on pilgrimage in 2004 in Italy. I had gone to Assisi and saw most of the sites connected with St. Francis. And on the way home, we stopped in Rome, and I was in the Vatican and taking the tour of the Vatican. And this was in 2004, and there had just been a terrorist attack in Spain, in Madrid. There was, a bomb on a train. And so they were asking us to have a moment of silence at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock. And so here I am, I'm in the Vatican and the Sistine Chapel, and they're calling for silence. And so the clock strikes 12, and it was complete silence for about 15 seconds. And then people started whispering, and then, you know, they couldn't even be quiet for a whole minute. So at that moment, I mentally said a prayer to God, and I said, God, if people can't be quiet for a minute, how are they ever going to be able to hear the still small voice of your guidance? And Linda, and I heard a voice speak back to me that clearly was not me, saying, if you don't teach them, then how will they learn? And I said, okay, then that's going to be one of the things I do, is I teach people how to hear the voice of God. So I became a meditation teacher, and I learned all of that. And I said, you know, there's so many books about the technique of meditation, but people have a hard time maintaining it because they don't know how to have an ongoing relationship with God. And so I wrote this book about meditation, your meditation practice. It talks a little bit about techniques, but most of it is, how do you become God's friend? How do you go from having this kind of idea that God is far away or maybe is judging you to really having this ally in your life that's your best friend? And so that's what my book really talks about, is how to go through that process and have a real conversation with God. That's what prayer is about. It's just having a conversation. Meditation is listening and doing these things, not because we should, but because this is how, you know, if you want to have a friendship, you have to stay in touch with your friend. Otherwise, you're not going to have much of a friendship. So that's the essence of my book. And if anyone's interested, you can go to a website that's titled meditationisfriendshipwithgod.com. And I have some articles on there about meditation, and you can see where you can actually get a free chapter of the book.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's really great. Yeah, like you're saying, it's a practice, and if we don't have that communication with God, with spirit, with the angels, it won't work. But it's, you know, praying is that we are requesting, we are asking God, and don't you think meditation is listening? It's just we will receive so much insight and so much messages when we meditate.
Yeah, it's an ongoing conversation. So to break it up and say, well, prayer is this and meditation is this, you know, when I'm talking to you, I'm talking and then I'm listening. It's happening simultaneously, and that's really how prayer and meditation work together. Is it's just a natural thing that's supposed to be happening. But unless we can learn how to pay attention and listen, it's difficult. I think people make meditation much more difficult than it needs to be. It's actually very simple.
It is exactly. It's simple. Once you start it, it's very easy, and you can do it anytime. I mean, meditation can be 5 minutes, 1 minute. You can do it with your eyes open. It's just focusing. For me, it's just a wonderful tool, as you know, other tools that we use, prayer and music. Oh, I was going to ask you about music. Mm-hmm. Are you a musician also? Because I got that today.
I am a musician. That's, you know, when I found out that I couldn't be a priest, that was my next thing, was like, well, okay, well then I'm going to be a rock star. That was my thought. So I learned how to play guitar, and I'm mostly a songwriter. I'm mostly a songwriter and a composer, more than I am just a musician. I'm more of a writer. But I'm learning how to play the harp right now, which I love. I love the folk harp, the Celtic harp. It's so beautiful. I love music. I really feel as if God is music. It's just music's power to transform your consciousness, your mind, your being. It's just amazing. I love music. It's my favorite.
I was laughing when you said you wanted to be a rock star. instead of an interfaith minister, or I think it just connects. It connects well because exactly music is wonderful. You know, the sound of music. I love music. Also, as a child, I used to play the piano, and both of my sons are musicians, and they play guitars and they play the drums. And but I think it's just that very high vibration. Don't you think it uplifts us? It elevates our frequencies as well, just like the angels do. And music delivers that healing inspiration, and it just inspires our hearts with so many emotions. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's one of the things that Spirit's been talking to me a lot about lately is how can we raise our vibration? What's a really simple way to do that? And music is one of the simplest things you can do. Even if you just have it on in the background, you don't have to be consciously singing, although that's wonderful if you can. But having specifically spiritual music, you know, I did this experiment for a week, Linda. I did 7 days. I didn't listen to anything but spiritual music. And so it was chanting music or mantras, or I like to listen to different versions of Ave Maria that makes me really happy, or even Christmas music. I only listened to that for a week, and at the end of the week, I was so happy. It's like I just would wake up happy. It's like I'm happy for no reason, and I think it's because that vibration, it's like giving myself a bath of joy, being in that vibration for a week made a huge difference.
It does. Music does make a difference. I mean, a lot of people like different kinds of music, but definitely that the harmony is beautiful. If you're playing music that you love, the music from your heart that, you know, you resonate with your heart, it does express that God creation. I just, I enjoy it very much. So yeah, great that you are a musician. Almost a rock star, Francis.
I love funny. That. Because, you know, when you're a kid, you're not sure exactly what it is. You're just like, I want that. But when I look at it, it's like, well, what is it that in my mind, you know, rock stars do? It's like, well, they help people have joyful experiences. And for me, that's what being a priest was supposed to be about, was tapping into that vibration of joy, that God is joy. And so really they're the same, you know, in my mind, they're actually the same, even though they look very, very different, because I wasn't thinking of, you know, typical rock star. I was just thinking of, wouldn't it be great to be in a room full of people doing something that makes everybody so happy and being able to travel and all of that. So there's definitely elements of that that are present in my life today, even though I'm not a rock star.
No, but making people happy is really good. So that's the good part about music. So I was going to ask you. Oh, I know your teleclass that you're giving, is that coming up, the Healing with the Holy Spirit? Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, thank you for asking. It's coming up on this Thursday, November 8th. It's going to be at 6 p.m. that specific time. So if you're on the East Coast, that would be 9 p.m. your time. And I have a really wonderful guest, Reverend Paul Thompson, and he is an amazing healer. I mean, his specialty is healing prayer. And if you go to my website, you'll see on the events page, I have a picture of him, and he's praying. And somebody took a picture of him while he was praying, and there's this, it looks like a bolt of lightning right in front of him. And that's the Holy Spirit. He's able to actually really tangibly manifest the power of the Holy Spirit specifically for healing. And so I'll be asking him a few questions just to help people understand what is the Holy Spirit. Because again, that's a term that may sound like it belongs to one religion, but the Holy Spirit is the active energy of God. It's a universal vibration. Anybody can access it, and every religion talks about it in one form or another. It's just you have to know kind of, they're talking about that energy, that active part of God. And so we'll be talking a little bit, but then he's going to lead us through a guided Holy Spirit healing session. And so for everybody that's on the line, even if you can't be live, you'll get the MP3 recording of it. And he's going to lead through that, and you can listen to that recording later and really experience that power. I've been on teleclasses with him before, and I've also worked with him one-on-one in prayer healing. And I have to say, it's it's powerful. It's a really tangible, wonderful thing. And so if anyone's interested, I'd love to have you join us. You can just go to my website, francisfaden.com, and click on the events tab. Mm-hmm. And you can sign up right there.
And they can get all the information there, right?
The information, when it's going to be and where to call and all of that. Yeah.
Okay. We have a caller.
Oh, great.
Gregory from Edmonton. Hello? Hi, Gregory.
Hi. I don't have any specific questions specifically. I just wanted to know if Mary or the angels would mm-hmm. have any advice or any message for me, maybe in regard to the educational path that I'm considering and career routes, my next steps in life.
Sure. Do you want to go ahead, Francis?
You can go first. I'm just tuning into Gregory's energy here.
Okay, so about education, I got something very, very fast. And have you heard of this saint? She's called Saint Hildegard.
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't before.
Okay, Saint Hildegard of Bingen. I believe, and correct me, Francis, is she Irish? She's German.
No, she's German. Yeah, she might be saint.
She's German, but I think she lived in a monastery that was with okay. Irish pastor or something. Anyway, I just need to tell you that she's coming out saying that you need to believe that as soon as that you believe in what you're doing is happening, Gregory. There's a sort of, I want to call it, she's saying there's like a miracle around you. There's a lot of guidance. There's so much golden light. So when really? I feel or I see the golden light around you, it's really something transformational. It's really something like a miracle because it's like that sun that shines. So whatever you're thinking of when you're talking about education, I know that this is going to go very well for you. It is something of divine knowledge that you are receiving. And I think that through this teaching, you will be able to teach others. It's sort of a spiritual teaching. Do you understand that?
And I do, and that's wonderful. Is there anything? Do you get any message in regard to certain directions? I want to look at advancing my education. I'm not quite sure directions where to go into.
Well, do you want to go ahead, Francis?
Well, I was just going to confirm. What you were saying, as soon as he was asking the question, my first thing is I got a really strong feeling about the teacher energy or teacher archetype for you. Mm-hmm. And it had to – what I was seeing, what I was feeling was being able to not only advance your education but then turning around and helping and teaching others. Especially I just got a strong feeling about young people. And young people is kind of broad, but I just got a really strong feeling about stepping into that energy of it. Now, it doesn't have to be school teacher. I'm using that as an archetype just to say there's something about helping people who are either younger than you or not quite where you are or something along those lines. And I have to say that, oh my God, the Hildegard energy, I really want you to look into St. Hildegard because we were just speaking about the Holy Spirit, and mm-hmm. Hildegard of Bingen was the queen of manifesting the Holy Spirit. I mean, we did a teleclass on her and my back was on fire the whole time. I mean, she's just amazing. And she, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. she's a really good example because she, for you, Gregory, she did a lot of different things. And I know that there's this feeling of like, how can I choose? How can I choose? And so she was right. an artist. She was a musician. She was a healer. She was an herbalist. I mean, she just, wow. everything she did though had the same theme of first you get strong in spirit and then you turn around and help other people. Mm-hmm. And that's the message that I'm okay. getting for you is to first you strengthen your spiritual connection and then whatever you choose, I don't get a feeling like, oh, there's a wrong choice here. Like Linda was saying, it's going to be a success. Right. Whatever you choose will come out. But I am getting this feeling that, you know, Mother Mary is saying, don't forget about the children. She's saying, don't forget about the younger ones. Don't forget about the ones. And it doesn't have to be small, small children. It's anybody who maybe isn't as far along in whatever your endeavor is as you, that there's something about mm-hmm. turning around and helping them that seems to be a really strong part of your path.
Well, that's fascinating because I have actually recently been considering some lines of work with very, very small children. and so that's fascinating. And I guess, you know, a lot of things that I am interested in are in the teaching aspect anyways, teaching people in some way or another. So that's fascinating.
Gregory, what also is coming out, it's definitely Mother Mary is around you. I mean, I just got the card. She says, Mother Mary is nurturing you and loving you. And as she nurtures you, that's how you're going to nurture others. It's incredible. And the two things that are coming out also is like maybe writing books for children or reading to the children, teaching somebody is right. around the children. And it's teacher writing. That's what comes out for me. Teacher writing, books, even it could be music, and all oriented toward younger people.
It's multidimensional.
Okay, that's...
Yeah. Look at it
okay,
that way.
Wonderful.
I really want you to look into the Hildegard of Bingen energy because she was a Renaissance woman way before the Renaissance happened. And so there's that multidimensional aspect of it that, like Linda was saying, could be writing. There's a lot of different things that you could do. But the children thing was the very first thing I picked up on.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That is wonderful. That really helps me a lot.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you for calling, Gregory.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a good night.
You too. Okay. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Wow, very strong. Very strong energy
for
Gregory. I love that.
I know we're getting a Canada connection tonight.
Canadians. So, again, I'll give out those numbers. We still have like 15 more minutes. So 1-888-627-6008 or 530-413-4522. You're listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBS Radio. We're going to take a quick break and we will be back in 90 seconds, okay? Call in for your angel messages. Hi, everyone. This is Linda Torres, and you are listening to Angels Are Near Us show here on BBS Radio. We were just talking to Reverend Francis Faden, who is our guest tonight. And we don't have a call right now, Francis. So tell me a little bit more. You were talking about healing with the Holy Spirit, and I was very intrigued because I know you were saying that Holy Spirit is not only of one religion. So I do want you just to talk a little bit more about that because it is so powerful.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's the Holy Spirit energy for me personally, it was never explained to me in a way that I could understand. It was kind of this mystical, strange thing. Mm-hmm. And if you're raised Catholic, you're taught about the Trinity, the mm-hmm. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, what I've come to learn is if I look at it as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Mother, it makes a whole lot more sense to me that the Holy mm-hmm. Spirit vibration is the spirit of creation. It's the active energy of spirit. And they talk about this in India, in the yoga tradition, a lot. It's talked about as the Shiva energy is the masculine and the Shakti energy is the feminine, and the Shakti energy is where the Shiva energy gets the power. It's the animated energy. And I think in Judaism, the Shekinah, I think that's what it's called in Judaism. And, obviously in the Native American, it's the Mother Earth energy. So mm-hmm. really it's just the active manifested energy of God, which also is known as the Om vibration. It's the vibration of sound. We're talking about music a little bit ago. So yeah. All of those things are different ways of experiencing and expressing it. And it's, again, it's a universal energy. Nobody can claim that.
So you were talking about having this teleclass. It's this week, right?
Yeah, it's this week on Thursday the 8th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, Healing with the Holy Spirit. And it's going to be explaining a bit more about what the Holy Spirit is and how you can access this energy in your own life. What can you do to bring that energy? That it really is a power. It's like being able to plug into this power mm-hmm. for healing, for transformation. If there's any area of your life where you're needing something to be healed or to be different, how can you access that? And then we'll be taking you through an experience, a healing prayer experience, so that you can really have that experience for yourself live on the call. Or if you can't be live, you can get the recording and then you can listen to it and have that same experience.
That's great. And of course, more information can be on your website, mm-hmm. francisfaden.com.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Francis is spelled with an E, not with an I. So just so everyone knows, Francis.
That's correct. Francisfaden.com. Do you know that we also have connection in our names? Because my middle name is Francis.
It is? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Linda Francis. I always put Linda F. Torres, but it's Linda Francis.
Oh,
and
okay.
With an E, and with an E as well.
That's right, an E.
So that's another of our we have things in common. Also in common, we have our wonderful teacher. We have to tell the audience that our teacher, Janie Feldman, she's been on the show several times, and we love her because she is our mentor, our teacher on angels and archangels. She's just wonderful, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. She is truly an earth angel. And she came into my life in 1994, right after my mom had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working with her ever since. She's been my mentor, my spiritual director. She's the one that encouraged me to get ordained as an interfaith minister. And she's just really helped me every step of the way. And I really strongly encourage anybody, if they want to have a special connection with the angels, I still think Jane's book is the best. Commune with the Angels, I think, is the best book on how to develop a relationship with the angels. And at the time, her name was Jane Howard. That book mm-hmm. was Jane Howard. But you can go to Amazon and get that book, and it will transform your life. It's everything that you really need to know to start developing a real relationship with the angels.
Oh, definitely. That book for me was it's like the Bible of angels, definitely. It's
oh, yeah.
She talks about all the angels. She explains why, where, how, meditations, prayers, incredible. I met her in 1995 here in Oregon. She came to visit, and it was just life-changing for me. It was the world of angels had opened up much more. So, yeah, she's incredible. She's the Earth Angel. And that's her website, by the way, earthangelforpeace.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we don't have a call right now. I'm going to give Francis just a message from
please.
The angels that I received.
Please.
Today. Well, yesterday I was trying to ask. I always ask the angels, what is it that we need to know at this time. And, they were just reminding us that and recommending to focus on the energy of feeling grateful, you know, feeling grateful for who we are, what we have in our lives right now. After seeing, you know, the devastations in the East Coast and other places as well, where the hurricane went through, I can see, or I noticed that how we take for granted that what we have and who we have in our lives. So just, you know, having a warm home, warm food, good friends, we have to be grateful. And, of course, we're sending our prayers and we're sending light to all those in the East Coast. And I suggest that we all can send light, the divine golden light, to everyone. And remembering that with that light from the divine, we are healed. It's really wonderful to know that the angels enfold us in this golden light. They also talk about, you know, to be able to keep in that flow of abundance of the divine source, we need to be thankful. And said that's why they were saying, be thankful for what you have, what you do have in your life, and don't look at what you don't have, because giving thanks, we are attracting more and more of what we need. And when we focus on that gratitude, we attract the abundance, we attract the health, we attract the compassion. We could have all of that, which are, again, the angels say they don't refer to financial riches. They talk about abundance, but they don't refer a lot to financial riches. They talk about what is not tangible, which is love and kindness and health and compassion. And all these are, of course, spiritual qualities. Also, what I heard is to remember that spirituality outvalues the material. So just focusing on the beautiful values, the family that we have, our loved ones, holding those near to us, and again saying thank you. Thank you, because holding those words that resonate with our soul, remember that we can attract like a magnet. We attract anything that we need. So being in that state of gratefulness is what the angels want for us. And of course, we're mostly grateful because the angels, the archangels, all the beings of light, Mother Mary, all the saints are drawn ever closer to the earth right now. And they're with us. They're traveling with us on this new journey that we're on to awakening. And they're here to help you and me and all of us. So, all our good intentions is to be grateful to God and to the angels.
Oh, thank you for sharing that.
Oh, well, I always thank the angels for giving me a nice message like that, because, you know, it's always their connection with us, that they just want to be with us all the time and they want to help us. And it's true, you know, Francis, have you noticed how I feel so close now, really? Like you're saying, Mother Mary is around us. Mm-hmm. The Christ consciousness, I feel Kuan Yin so close with her compassion. And, you know, they're really here around us trying to help. They're here in this dimension. It's mm-hmm. like they're not far away. Mm-hmm. They're just one step close to us. And, you know, we know that the more we thank them, the more we give thanks, of course, it feels like they're near. We're opening the doors for them. And that's what I love about the angels and the archangels.
Yeah, one of the things I just wanted to share is that you were talking about praying and you know, obviously there was a lot of devastation on the material plane mm-hmm. when that hurricane went through, but for the amount of people that live in that area, mm-hmm. I was shocked at how many people were okay. Like I think that there were 55 people that ended mm-hmm. up passing on. Mm-hmm. But considering how densely populated and how many states were affected, I was amazed that it was that few, to be honest. I was amazed by that. And one of the things that's really important, if anybody listening has any concerns right now about what's going on in the planet or what's going on in your hometown or even with the elections or anything like that, mm-hmm. you want to study the apparitions of Mother Mary. You want to look at where she came to, like, Fatima and Medjugorje and Guadalupe, and you want to look at what was going on, because what I've seen, and tell me if this is true for you, Linda, is mm-hmm. she always seems to make her presence come before something's going to happen, like mm-hmm. before the war broke out in Bosnia and Croatia. It's about 10 years before, and she urges everybody, pray, pray, pray. And so to me, that's telling us that we have the ability to change the course of events by praying and raising our consciousness and getting in that attunement. And what you said is so perfect, because gratitude is the doorway. Gratitude is the doorway to raise the consciousness.
Exactly. Gratitude to what we do have, to who's in our life. I mean, that is just wonderful. The love that we have and the love that we can give to others is just that way of expressing and bringing more into our life. And you're so right. You know, again, as I mentioned, through the centuries across the world, you know, we can call her Mother Mary. We can call her the Blessed Virgin Mary. We can call her Our Lady, or, you know, all these glorious names. She has appeared to people in every race. Many races and cultures, to children, to adults, you know, let's say Medjugorje. And how more can I talk about Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico? You know, I lived in Mexico so many years, and I'm so close to Our Lady of Guadalupe. She did come in a time where the Spanish were, you know, the conquerors of Mexico at the time. And so she really helped the race to move above that and to raise frequency. And she helped them. You know, they thought that they were alone, that they were abandoned, and that wasn't true. I mean, she appeared to this peasant on a hill, and miracles happened. You know, miracles happened. So if you read the story, like Francis is saying, the apparitions, it's beautiful to know that Mary is with us, that her presence is with us, and to recognize her in our lives, because divine manifestations happen with Mother Mary, with the saints, with the angels, just like Francis has mentioned. So I do recommend and encourage everyone to be inspired by Mother Mary. Of course, the Queen of Angels, mm-hmm. because she does bring the angels to us, and I love that. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you so much, Francis. Our time is up. And thank you so much for being on the show tonight with us.
Thank you. I have loved it. It was really fun.
It was really wonderful. And so I want to thank all our listeners. I want to thank our wonderful engineer, Seth, on BBS, who always helps us. And let's just do a little closing prayer. We have a few seconds. And the closing prayer will be to the Queen of Angels. So taking a deep breath, we pray to the Queen of Angels to help us to imitate the angels by being as eager as they are to God's will and to serve mankind. Let us ever consider the angels as our guides and our protectors and our guardians who want to help us during our journey here on earth. We are grateful especially to you, Mother Mary, to send your angels to accompany us and to keep us in faithful care forever. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Many angels of blessings to love and light. Until next time, good night.